speak, of course, of Peter Moylan, who is the Melbourne Aces pitching coach and former major leaguer, Atlanta Braves, LA Dodgers, Kansas City Royals. And Peter joins us in the studio. Thanks for coming in, Pete.
My pleasure.
Let's talk about the Aces first up, because they are absolutely flying at the moment. Are they four games clear at the top?
Four games clear at the top. First time we've had a couple of firsts this year. First road series win.
Yep.
First sweep. So it's going really good down there.
What's been the big difference, do you think, this season?
I don't know. It's just, John Deeble's come in and he's sort of brought an attitude of fun and excitement. And I've been down there the last couple of years and the guys have sort of dragged their feet a little bit. The facility out in Altona is a great facility, but the location isn't the best and guys get a little frustrated having to drive out there all the time. But now, guys are excited to go to the field. They're excited to hang out after the games. We play music after the games, a couple of birthdays, birthday cakes. So it's a good environment down there right now.
And Pete, Matty introduced you as former major league pitcher and now pitching coach, but not retired as yet, though. And I'm hearing whispers that there might be a return sooner rather than later.
Yeah, so, I played last year, so I'm a current free agent. We'll just have to see how, now that Christmas is here and New Year's here, that sort of stops, but early in the new year, I'm looking to hopefully sign a new deal.
How's the body?
You tell me, mate. How's it look?
It looks okay, but sometimes looks can be deceiving.
That's right.
Underneath the surface, how many titanium plates and screws are in that body? And serious question, as a pitcher, how many times have you thrown the shoulder out?
The shoulder has been gone. One particular time was in 2012, end of 2012, but it just basically decided it's had enough. I had three separate surgeries on the one shoulder. But now that I've got through all that and my two elbow surgeries and all the rest of it, I'm feeling $1 million.
Peter Moylan has joined us, Aces pitching coach. I want to talk about your Major League Baseball career in the States. As I said, Atlanta, LA Dodgers, Kansas City, moved around a lot, like all everyone yep. does, all pitchers do over in the US. How does that work? And moving around, because you can be traded, you can be moved on, even without your consent.
Yeah, well, I was really reluctant to buy a house in the States, and then I was with Atlanta for four straight years, and I thought, okay, now's the time. So I bought a house in Atlanta. 2 years later, I was pitching for LA. So it's a little frustrating. I've kept that house in Atlanta. That's my home base. But, once I don't know where I'm going to be next year, so I can't plan. I can't get a rental place. I can't get a place for spring training. It's just basically once you sign that deal, then you got to get the ball rolling. You do it all yourself. You got to find a place for spring training for 6 weeks, which is a nightmare because 6 weeks holiday rental, very tough. Then you find a rental place for the season. Now, if you start the year in AAA like I have done the last few years, then you're going to be in one spot. If you get called up, you're in a different spot. So for the first half of every season, I've basically lived in a hotel until I've found out where I'm going to be for the rest of the year. It's it's frustrating, but at the same time, I'm playing baseball.
Must be a tough one. You got your daughter in here with you, and as well. So all that travelling around. I know, Pete. I've got three young ones myself, and I'm a coach, and I had to move interstate. But what you've just said there, the decision for yourself has to be based on your career. But how tough has that been, taking the crew on board, if you like?
Yeah, well, this part of the crew lives in Australia. They come over a couple of times a year. And then I get to spend the off-season back here, obviously.
Okay.
But I'm really looking forward to a couple of years from now when I can basically spend 24/7 with
stability.
These guys.
Yeah.
Have one place in one time. So
you're here for Christmas, though, so Santa's on board.
Santa's definitely on board. Spoke to him personally.
One of my highlights in my life, Pete, and you'll have a laugh at this, because I'll declare when you walked in that I'm not a baseball, it's not a strong point of mine, probably more footy and cricket, but my wife and I went to the States and we caught the train out to the Bronx and we went to watch the Red Sox, and it was one of the real highlights, New York, sorry, Red Sox, am I going Red Sox? Jeter was playing and my wife and I sat up there with the pretzel. The atmosphere, for anyone that hasn't done it, put it on your bucket list, because that was a wonderful experience. I mean, for you, it's just run of the mill, but for someone that hasn't been to the baseball, train out to the Bronx, got off, went and watched the Yankees play. It was unbelievable.
Places like that aren't run of the mill, though. I mean, you got Fenway Top, Park, yeah, you got yeah. Old Yankee Stadium, which I never got to play in, but
okay.
I was hurt, surprise, surprise, when they had their final season in Yankee Stadium. And I made it a point that at the end of the season, I took a trip, especially from Atlanta up to New York, and I did a tour of Yankee Stadium. Walked in, showed my ID. They said, "This place is yours." So I walked.
Wow.
I walked around the back. I went to the bullpen. I went where all the statues are. picked up a little bit of dirt. It was just the experience. Atmosphere there was insane.
I said the Red Sox, Matty, because we went that day. My wife got, she had the G New York hat on, but I got the B for Barry Boston Red Sox. So I'm sitting in Yankee Stadium with the B hat on. Wasn't a popular
move.
Wasn't popular.
Now, you do play a lot, don't you? Tell us about how many games you would play in a season in the US.
Well, not including spring training, it's 162 games in 5 and a bit months. So in the big leagues, it's a little better because you get a few days off. You probably get one day off on average every 2 weeks. In the minor leagues, you get one day off a month, and that one day is usually spent traveling. So you get up at 5 in the morning, you catch the earliest flight out. You might get back to your home city by 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You get the rest of the afternoon to do whatever you want, and then the next day starts all over again.
So with the major leagues, do you get the private jet and all that sort of stuff?
It's charter flights, yeah, so you don't have to wait around for commercial. But, yeah, it's not like you're all sitting in recliners. We just get a row each, and the food's pretty good, and you don't have to worry about turning your cell phones off or putting your seatbelt on.
162 games. I can't comprehend that, really. I mean, in our AFL here or any 162 games. So, again, another naive question. With 162 games on the major leagues or even the how many pitchers would be on the staff?
We have usually 13 pitchers on the staff. So there'll be 5 starters. The rest of the guys are stuck in the bullpen, sitting there waiting for their turn.
Me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
What's the competition like within the team? Do you get along? Is there some conflict? How's it work?
Usually, once the team's established after spring training, there's no sort of competition. But a lot of guys will come in trying to make the team in spring training. So, you know, you look across the room and you see the guys you're fighting for a spot against. And this is a difference between potentially making $75,000 and making $600,000. So you see those guys, you know who they are. You're not a prick or anything, excuse my French, but you know who they are, and you want to look at what they're doing, and you see if you can. If you throw on the ball better than they are.
Another one from a cricket head to a baseball legend, if you like. Throwing, pitching's been your life. We've had a bit of work with John Deeble in the past in cricket. Grant Weir, going way back, used to do some work with the Victorian team on throwing. And cricketers got a lot to learn still in throwing technique. Should you throw more or should you throw less? Because the general feel from the baseballers was, you guys need to throw more. You need to throw more. We don't throw enough.
Yeah, that's a million-dollar question. If you can sort that out, let me know.
But okay.
My theory is I try and do a little bit every day rather than do a lot and then take a couple of days off and do a lot.
So consistency is the key.
Consistency every single day. I took 1 month off at the end of the year. I didn't throw at all, didn't pick up a baseball, didn't look at a baseball, and now I'm getting right back into it. It's been about 6 weeks. I've thrown a few bullpens. I threw in a practice game on Wednesday, and now I'm ready to go. So I feel like a little bit every single day is way better than trying to throw it over the train tracks once every 3 days.
Yep.
We saw some games here a couple of years ago at the SCG, open the season. You think we're going to see more major league games in Australia?
I do. From everything that I've heard, that was a successful event. The guys were really impressed with the facilities. They were impressed with the crowds. I mean, that's sold out within minutes almost. And I think it brought a different type of excitement because, you know, you can go see ABL every weekend here, but to have the best players in the world on our home soil, it was a little different.
And that's fantastic, and let's hope there is. Australia played the World 11 last night, 2-1,
the
I think.
The World 11.
You're such a cricketer. Was that a cricket comment, the World 11? Of course it was. You only know what you know, Pete.
Yes.
Let's say, what do I call it?
It's just the World All-Stars.
The World All-Stars.
Australian team, yeah. The Aussies had another walk-off win last night, 2-1, in a pitching battle out at Altona. But, yeah, it's basically all the imports that are playing over here right now, playing against the best of the Aussies.
They're in the World 11.
They're in the World 11.
And in the US,
nine on the team.
You touched on money before, but give us a bit of a insight in what the best pitcher is making and what the lowest pitcher is making.
Ooh, yes.
Per season, please.
The league minimum. So you can basically roll out of bed and have done nothing in the game. The minimum you're going to make for a major league season is $525,000.
That's the minimum.
US.
Yeah.
$525,000.
The best pitcher in the world just signed a contract not long ago for, it averages out to over $30 million a year.
Whew. Gee. And where are you placed?
I'm well towards the lower end of that.
Okay.
Yeah. His manager's here. She's out the back. She's got a big smile on her face with the thumbs up. So I reckon she's going all right.
Yes, that's right.
Is it 10% for the manager still over there or what?
Not even close.
Peter, thanks for coming in.
Sensational.
We hope to see you maybe after Christmas, applying your trade out here. And good luck when you get back to the US as well.
Appreciate it.
Thanks very much for coming. And Merry Christmas as well.
And to you guys.
Have a great Christmas. Thanks, Peter Moylan joining us, Aces Pitchers coach.